install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present 15-time ACM and CMA Group of the Year, Old Dominion. July 15th, the California Mid-State Fair presents Old Dominion with special guests Dasha and Annie Bosco. Tickets on sale Friday, March 13th, 10 a.m., midstatefair.com. One incredible night of country music you don't want to miss.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
NFL free agency underway. The Miami Dolphins are signing Packers quarterback Malik Willis to a three-year, $67.5 million contract. While the Dolphins are set to release Tua Tagovailoa on Wednesday, Falcons reportedly interested in signing Tua. 12-year veteran wide receiver Mike Evans is leaving the Buccaneers to sign a three-year deal with the 49ers with more than $60 million. Super Bowl MVP Kenneth Walker III leaves the Seahawks for the Chiefs on a three-year deal. Kansas City reportedly in talks with tight end Travis Kelce for him to return in 2026. Ravens center Tyler Linderbaum is leaving Baltimore for the Las Vegas Strip. Raiders signing him to a four-year, $70 million deal. Raiders also inking wide receiver Jalen Naylor to a deal. Jalen Phillips, the edge rusher formerly of the Eagles, goes to the Panthers. Bears signing former Seahawks safety Kobe Bryant. Running back Travis Etienne signing with the Saints. Colts keep Alec Pierce, but trade wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. to the Steelers.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, U.S. sales of certified organic products accelerated in 2025, reaching $76.6 billion with an annual growth rate of 6.8%, according to the 2026 Organic Market Report. MorningAgClips.com reports Organic Trade Association data shows organic grew at a pace double that of the comparable marketplace. OTA's Tom Chapman says the USDA organic seal is a clear mark of trust for consumers who are focused on their health and the well-being of their families. The House Ag Committee advanced a Republican-led Farm Bill 3417 in a vote early Thursday. While the markup was slowed by partisan fighting, the legislation was approved with the backing of seven Democrats. Politico says the bill is basically the same as the legislation advanced out of committee 2 years ago. Ranking Democrat Angie Craig says despite bipartisan improvements, the package remains a disappointing farm bill that doesn't meet the moment. Over 12,000 farmers, exhibitors, stakeholders, and media gathered in San Antonio recently for the 2026 Commodity Classic, marking record attendance for the second straight year. At over 5,100, farmers accounted for almost 43% of the total attendance. Classic co-chair Rob Schaffer says farmers are looking for practical insights, meaningful policy conversations, and real connections, and the Classic delivers on all three. The 2027 Commodity Classic will be March 3rd through the 5th in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Jim Felton of Felton Angus here in Racetrack, Montana. I'm inviting everyone to attend our 53rd annual production sale March 13th at the ranch. If you're looking for bulls that are long, thick, growthy, pap tested, and are good-footed country covering rascals, we would like to talk to you. We offer free nationwide delivery and $500 bull bucks to anyone making a purchase. Check us out at feltonangus.com or give us a call at 406-220-1177, and the sale will be broadcast live on Superior and DV Auction.
It's been popping up in orchards and vineyards all over. Any origin theories, callers?
Oh, hey, yeah, it's Sevia fungicide from BASF, a category leader in disease control.
How do you explain these healthy crops?
Well, longer-lasting residual. Plus, it's built for current regulatory standards and prepared for what's to come, which improves crop marketing flexibility, so...
A fungicide that is out of this world? I knew it. Sevia fungicide from BASF. Or is it... Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing ground, but a pair from bigger earlier losses as rising oil prices are driving volatility and inflation concerns. Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, surged overnight, hitting its highest intraday level since mid-2022 and is now trading below $100 a barrel. The U.S. benchmark dropped more than 20% from its intraday high above $119 a barrel and trading around 94 bucks a barrel. Travel stocks like airlines and cruise operators, which were pressured the most last week, are also the hardest hit today. Technology stocks are the biggest gainers in the S&P 500's 11 sectors. And Hims & Hers health stock is surging more than 40% after Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk said it had agreed to distribute its products through the Hims platform, ending a long-standing feud between the companies. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
Last January, the Chinese Information Service in New York released a report about a commencement address in Peking that should have had our ears burning. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
With our own counterintelligence capability somewhat hamstrung as it has been recently, it's good to have friends. Intelligence sources in Taipei, the Free Republic of China, have made available excerpts of a speech made by Kung Piao, director of the Department for Foreign Liaison to the graduating class of the College of Foreign Affairs in Red China. The college is the training institute for diplomats. Kung's speech, like the Brezhnev speech I reported on a few weeks ago, was not for public dissemination, which is a polite way of saying it was supposed to be secret. His topic was a turning point in Sino-American relations. It might be well to note that while the name Kung Piao is not exactly a household word in America, he is very much a part of the policy-making process in the Chinese Communist Party. In his address, he was bluntly outspoken about the two superpowers, Russia and the United States. He said both were bent on aggression, and therefore the spearhead of Red China's struggle would be aimed at both. The fact that, for the moment, we're not being referred to as United States imperialists doesn't mean that Peking has forsaken or even softened on Marxist-Leninist principles, says Kung. According to Kung, the People's Republic of China is temporarily caught in a narrow crack between two imperialist camps. Yes, he calls the Soviet Union imperialist as well as aggressor. According to Kung, it would be unthinkable for his country to try to deal with the two imperialists at the same time. So the strategy is to temporarily, and we should permanently keep that word in mind, put their dispute with us aside so as to have one less enemy. He complained to the graduates that there were some revolutionary hotheads in their people's paradise who don't realize the United States, for all its vaunted power, has a soft, weak side, which they, the communists, can use to their advantage. Ah, to see ourselves as others see us. Kung explained that Peking, while recognizing our imperialism, could at the same time promote, for its own purposes, a friendly relationship with the United States. In perfect Mao Zedong language, he called this a policy of duality. Under this policy, they can denounce us for stationing troops in some lands, Taiwan, for instance, and at the same time, with no self-consciousness, endorse our maintaining troops in Western Europe and the Philippines. This is called tactical flexibility. He admitted there was no hurry about taking back Taiwan. They simply accept that it belongs to them, and they don't mind our taking care of it for them for a while. But he made it plain that normal relations between the United States and Red China will not come about unless we withdraw our ambassador from Taiwan. On that point, he said, we haven't lived up to their expectations. But then went on to tell the students, quote, just wait for the opportune day. Then we'll tell Uncle Sam to pack up and leave, unquote. Before closing, he reaffirmed that the Soviet Union is the primary threat and detente is disturbing to Peking. More American leaders, he said, political, military, and social, would be invited to mainland China to keep us quiet and friendly until they can handle, quote, Soviet revisionist social imperialism, unquote. Then it will be our turn. That's something for us to keep in mind while our touring officials are mastering chopsticks. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
March is heating up at Tatchy with the Mad Money Drop. Every Thursday in March from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're dropping serious cash. Three winners every hour can win up to $9,000. And at 8 p.m., one winner scores $5,000 plus a Best Buy gift card. Brackets are fun, but $9,000 in cash is better. It's Mad Money Drop, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Off. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest this afternoon, and that is Christina Mankin. And she is a dental hygienist, but I'll give you, I guess, the official title, not title, but the letters, RDHAP. Please explain, Christina.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Yeah, RDHAP stands for a registered dental hygienist in alternative practice.
How did you, first, you grew up here on the Central Coast.
I did. I'm a local native, born and raised, born in San Luis Hospital, and then raised in Atascadero. And then I always tell people, after I graduated high school, I made the big leap and move to Paso Robles.
And when did you get interested in this part of dentistry?
So I, believe it or not, was one of those crazy kids that actually enjoyed going to the dentist. I know. There's actually kids out there that enjoy it, and I was one of them. And I just had a great experience. I loved everything about it. I loved my pediatric dentist. I loved my adult dentist when I got the boot from the pediatric office because I termed out with age. And, you know, it's just something I always knew that I wanted to do.
And you, this is a specialization where you have to be, you go to school and licensed by the state.
Correct. So a registered dental hygienist, it's similar schooling to a registered nurse. So you have to get your prerequisites first, get those out of the way. That's normally about a 2-year degree undergrad. And then you can apply to a dental hygiene school, which is normally about a 2-year program. And then from there, if you want to expand your licensure and have the alternative practice behind your name as well, that's additional schooling.
So what's the difference between that and then the hygienist that, you know, a lot of people go to in their dentist office who's there and, you know, they're on site?
Yeah, so a registered dental hygienist in alternative practice, we have to first utilize our dental hygiene license in a general practice. So we have to have, I think it's a minimum of about 2,000 hours working in a general practice first. And we also have to have a bachelor's degree or similar to a bachelor's degree or higher. And then we also need additional schooling. So we have to go to another program that we have to pass and then take another test and licensure. And so what that allows us to do is go out in our community. We can see patients bedbound, residential homes, care facilities.
So, Lisa Cloakentaker was, from my memory, one of the first ones in the North County to kind of set up shop here. And so she was also, again, from recollection, one of the originals in the state.
Yes.
To do this. And you know Lisa very well.
Yes. She was the pioneer woman. I remember going to dental hygiene school and they would talk about her. I mean, it was a big, big deal. She paved the way for what I believe what we have today. So,
and as I mentioned, you are you're close to her.
I am. Yes. I mean, I have the privilege of growing up here on the Central Coast, and she was a neighbor living, you know, down on Vine Street with her practice, and I got to meet her through the general dentistry when I was working in an office and went to lunch with her, and that's when I was in my AP program and got to meet her and is fantastic.
Yeah, and she recently retired.
Yes.
And is she kind of like pass things off, give you the like the baton?
Yes. I am so honored to be able to keep her legacy going and to keep, you know, her patients happy and offer a place for them to go.
Well, one of the things, because I started going to Lisa a few years ago, and one of the things I noticed is the explanation of why she was doing things, you know, instead of just going in, okay, open up your mouth and you do this and so forth, and you talk about, you know, your dogs and your cats and your kids and stuff like that. She really educated me on why she's doing something, and if we don't, it could lead to X, Y, and Z.
Right. Yes. It's very important, especially when you're an AP, because now, you know, you don't have to work under the jurisdiction really of a dentist. We still work very closely with dentists, but you know, we really do have to educate people on what we see and why we do the things we do, and you know, the whole need behind it. And we have more time, I feel like, to do that.
also, one of the things that, again, talking with Lisa over the years is because of the, you know, just our the technology in a lot of things in our lives now, is that they're finding that the direct correlation between the healthy teeth is more than just healthy teeth.
Correct. Yes. A lot. It's kind of funny because most people think that, you know, my mouth. People in dentistry are going to laugh at this because we first start with reviewing medical history. And most patients, when asked, will be like, oh, well, that doesn't affect my mouth. So you don't need to know it. And we're like, well, you know, your mouth is part of your body. It's not, you know, separate. And we like to think it as it's the gateway to your body. So it is very important. We can identify a lot of things, and different issues can be exacerbated by gum health and teeth.
And that includes things pertaining to your heart.
Correct.
Even, I believe I've read where a correlation to diabetes.
Correct.
And dementia.
Correct.
They're again, because of the amazing advancements in our technology, that they're finding that this thing, you know, like the, what's the old nursery rhyme? The something to the joint of the A-bones direct connected to whatever.
Yeah, they forgot the teeth, though. They forgot to put the teeth in that song.
Right. Yeah, they did. But it is amazing. And I think a lot of people would be, surprised, but also pleasantly surprised, because you can stave off some other things outside Correct. Of your mouth.
Correct. Yes. So a lot of times if people have diabetes and they can't get it under control, a lot of times it can be stemmed from gum health issues. If your gums aren't healthy, your diabetes are not going to be able to be controlled. And the same thing goes with heart issues, you know. So it's the whole mouth and body is all intertwined and intercorrelated. And a healthy body really starts with a healthy mouth.
So how does that, you know, I know you're not an MD, but so how does that work? If I have bad gums,
yes,
and they bleed a little, or they're soft or something like that, is there seepage to the rest of the body that can do whatever, you know, something bad?
So inflammation is normally caused by bacteria or a foreign body. So your plaque, your buildup or calculus, and the bacteria in the mouth that causes inflammation is really bad. And if you're not cleaning it out regularly, if you're not doing your daily home care of brushing and taking care of your habits and your mouth, then that bacteria can get into the bloodstream and it can create all body inflammation and just it can do undue harm.
Would that be something that somebody may not think is related to their teeth or their mouth at all, you know, for whatever, they're not feeling good and et cetera, et cetera?
Correct. Yeah.
And is the parallel, would a doctor then say, you know what, you have this or the potential for this, you might want to go get,
correct,
you know, the hygienist?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of medical doctors and stuff now that are getting dental clearances from their dentist or their dental hygienist provider to clear them for treatment, to clear them for surgery, to clear them for different things. So it's more on people's radar for sure.
I know that people, when they have certain replacements, that they have to take some kind of pill for a couple of years, or I guess it's, I don't know if it's solid, that some say maybe for a lifetime. When you go to the dentist, if they're going to do specific things, you have to be very, very careful because that could lead to an infection.
Correct. So again, if you're replacing a joint, that's a foreign body being put into your, you know, your own body. And so for your body not to reject that, you know, when we're going in there and we're cleaning your teeth, or, you know, dentists are doing more invasive procedures, we're in your mouth and we're stirring up a lot of bacteria. And again, that bacteria, if there's bleeding gums or anything, it can get into your bloodstream. It travels through, and they don't want that bacteria to wind up at that site of the prosthetic joint and wreak havoc and have ultimately your body reject it.
And that can lead to some serious problems.
Correct, yeah.
I mean, problems that, I've known some people that not them directly, but family members, even as far as amputation.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big deal. It's nothing to be taken lightly. So the best advice I have is if you do have a prosthetic joint, or if you're planning on getting one, or if you've recently had one, you just need to ask your doctor that placed it what their recommendation is for you. Because every orthopedic surgeon is different with their recommendation. Some even recommend, you know, halting any dental services for the first 3 months. So,
Can bad teeth or gum problems be just inherent?
Sure. Yeah.
It's like many things.
You can be predisposed to things, and you can have a family history of things that can lead you down the wrong path. And for those people, you have to do a little bit more, for sure.
And is there still something, I think, gosh, I'm trying to remember, the three threes or something along those lines, 3 minutes of brushing 3 times a day, and you then get rid of your toothbrush every 3 months?
You know, I've never heard of that one, but I think that's fantastic. We need to bring the three threes back.
Well, I didn't make it up. I read it somewhere, so it's not just off the top of my head. Because I just is there, you know, again, I you know, we all of us listening from experience, the dentist, the doctor, whatever, they will ask you how many times a day or how many times a week you do X, Y, and Z.
Yes. Yes.
Is there a, you know, people's lifestyle, you know, sure, they're going to come up with maybe not an excuse, but they'll forget about it.
Sure.
You know, I'm assuming that most people in the morning and at night, but also is recommended find some time during the day to
midday.
Do it.
Midday. Yeah. Midday.
And again, I remember Lisa telling me this. She goes, look, she goes, you know, in the morning and at night, you do it longer. She goes, if you just do a little during the middle of the day, she goes, that way people can find a time instead of, oh, it's going to take me 5 minutes to do this and I can't do it. Just do it.
Yeah, and I like to tell people even too, just try to multitask. You know, don't make it a chore. I mean, flossing's easier than ever now with those floss picks. And if you have a commute to work, throw them in the center console of your car. Do it on the way to work.
Is there one better than the other? Because I know, again, you see the commercials on TV, whether it's picks or toothbrush.
Yeah.
The electric, the battery, you know, with the, what's the water? The water pick?
Water pick, yeah.
Is there one better than the other?
The one that you're going to use.
Okay. So it's not, when we see doctor or so-and-so recommended.
Yeah, I mean, electric toothbrushes do tend to work a little better, for sure. They all kind of serve their own special, unique purpose. Like, water picks are fantastic. Fantastic. I love the water pick. Love the water pick for anybody or child in ortho. I love the water pick for anybody that's, you know, will not floss. If they're going to water pick, it's better. It's better than nothing. So love the water pick for different things. I mean, there's a lot of different tools out there, but as long as people are going to do the three threes.
But the other thing, too, is about the, you know, those plastic picks is that. Again, Lisa told me this, that it also builds up the strength of your gums to an extent. I mean, she may have said that.
Yeah, flossing in itself will build up the strength of your gums. You know, when you're brushing, you're only cleaning about 25% of the oral cavity. And so flossing, you really got to get in between there, because what else is, your toothbrush can't squeeze into those tight spaces, so... Getting the floss in there, it rubs, it creates friction against the side of the tooth, it disrupts the bacterial colonies, and it removes the plaque in there where your gum tissue is more susceptible to it.
Okay. Well, we've got, we're coming up on a break, as a matter of fact, just now, and we'll be right back. We're talking with Christina Mankin, RDHAP. She's here locally.
Thank you. If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with Christina Mankins, dental hygienist. Okay, Christina, a couple of things first here. Is there, let's see here. Is there foods or drinks that are absolutely brutal to, I mean, we like the enjoyment, we like the food, we like certain drinks that are just... People are still going to do it, but, you know, they're not so good for your mouth.
Sure, sure. Yes. Oh, I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, but energy drinks. Energy drinks are real big, and they're real bad for your teeth. Primes, those new electrolyte drinks with the citric acid. But if I can take one thing home, it's not so much the drink itself. It's the exposure. So if you can limit your exposure and not sip on it all day long, and if you can drink it quickly through a straw, rinse with some water after, it will help.
Sugar content because of that?
Yeah, and acids.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, traditionally you go to the dentist and, you know, no-no on the candy, no-no on the jawbreakers. No on this and so forth. Is that
what do you have left?
I know. I mean, maybe even some case, depending on your teeth, no ribs. but are there some foods that, you know, we all enjoy that we'll continue to use, but you need to be, you know, a little precautioned.
Yeah. I mean, look where we live, Paso Robles, wine, right? Very acidic. So, I mean, it's just, again, it's the exposure. It's the time that you're doing it. You want to really limit it to smaller frequencies. If you're going to drink a soda all day long, you're constantly exposing your teeth to the acids and the sugar content all day long. Your saliva is there to help buffer the acidity, and it's a natural cleansing mechanism. But if you don't give your saliva time, your mouth is going to be in a constant state of high acid attack.
Before I ask you about the, you know, with toothbrush, electric, water pick, etc., and again, we see this on commercials that every single toothpaste is going to make your teeth is, you know, like a movie star.
Oh,
are they?
Yeah.
Are they all
marketing?
Right, and we understand that, but are they basically all the same? Or,
you know, this is a great experiment. Go to the drugstore or wherever you buy your toothpaste and look at the ingredient list.
And?
Their majority of them are all the same.
They're all the same.
Majority. I mean, granted, there are some, if people are more at risk for acid exposures based on their diet or if they have acid reflux, a good toothpaste is Arm & Hammer because there's baking soda in there. That's you like that one?
That's what I use.
Arm & Hammer is a great toothpaste. Or if people have very sensitive teeth, you know, Sensodyne offers a good toothpaste too. But the whitenings, I would primarily avoid whitening toothpaste specifically because there's two forms of stains that your teeth accumulate. There's a surface stain and then there's intrinsic stain. The toothpaste is primarily targeting a surface stain. So what they do most often is they just put more additive abrasives into the toothpaste, which most people don't need. So
I noticed before, because I started using an Arm & Hammer years ago, but I noticed that the other toothpaste, whatever it was, I was always thirsty afterwards.
Ah.
And I don't know if that was just me or it was because of whatever the ingredient was.
Yeah.
Was it salt, sugar? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay, well, we'll forget that one.
Hopefully you weren't drinking energy drinks after and you're drinking water.
Never had one in my life. I have enough bad habits. I don't need to add to them with that. Okay, so you are, you have a, not station, but your office is in downtown, but you also offer mobile service.
I do, yeah. So a little insight to that. Most times when people say mobile or hear me say I do mobile dentistry, they think I'm going to pull up in a van and you just hop on in the van to my dental chair in the van and I shine you up. But that was originally the thought process behind it, but there's a lot of little hiccups along the way with that. So until I get the mobile van, right now, yeah, I do mobile cleaning, so I have all mobile equipment, and that allows me to treat more underserved populations, so I can go to their house or residential care facilities, group homes, day centers, and I pretty much just need a very small area to set up. If you have a bad back and you have your favorite recliner that you like to sit in, I can treat you there, or I can open up the mobile dental chair and you can sit in the mobile dental chair in the comfort of your own home. And pretty much the only thing I need to set up mobily is just a standard outlet.
And where are you located downtown?
I'm at 1341 Park Street downtown, Paso Robles.
Okay, so as you mentioned before the break, that's right behind Boot Barn. So
correct.
Very, yeah. Very easy to find.
Yeah.
What, and you've been doing this for, you know, what, more than a few years.
Yeah. So it honestly, it doesn't feel like it's been that long, but I mean, I've been in general dentistry since 2011, and then I got my AP licensure in 2021. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing mostly mobile, seeing special needs and developmentally disabled adults and children.
Is there a consistency with people have, is there one consistency more than others that people have the same problem with their gums or teeth?
I mean, everybody's different. Everybody lives a different lifestyle. They have a different diet. They have a different, you know, genetics and different health issues beyond what's going on in their mouth. So everybody's a little different. The main focus that any dental hygienist is, I mean, I like to think of us as disease prevention specialists. We specialize in preventing periodontal disease, which is also known as gum disease.
Well, also, yeah, you're preventing, you know, the gum disease and mm-hmm. problems with your teeth, but also at the beginning of this we started with, you're also potentially helping people with other diseases outside their mouth to...
Right.
Maybe, you know, not have them or at least be aware of them.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
okay. So how can people get in touch with you?
Okay. So if you want to schedule an appointment or just talk or get a phone consultation, you can call me or text me.
And you're easy to find on the internet because it's, yeah. You have the page there. Christina Menkins.
Yeah. At rdhap.com. Yep.
Okay. Christina, thank you so much. And folks, Susanna, she is still on maternity leave. She did have a baby girl last Wednesday. World Trade Center specials, a couple of bombings, reliving, not reliving, but just reminding us of history. That's coming up after the news at 1 o'clock. Enjoy your afternoon, and thank you for listening to The Right Choice. And Christina, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.